Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this day. And Lord, open up our hearts and our ears to hear what you'd have us to hear, God, so that we could grow closer to you too. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up on Tuesday, and Valentine's Day is when we think of love. That's what it's all about. In the Greek, there were four Greek words for four types of love. And those four types of love, the most famous one is agape, and philo, and eros, and storge. And the Bible uses agape more than any other of those words. But what they mean, Valentine's Day is basically all about eros. That's erotic love. That's a love between a husband and a wife. But it's also about philo. And philo is the friendly love. Philo means friends. And so it's about a love that friends would have for one another. Storge is family love, the love that you'd experience in a family relationship. And agape, as you know, is godly love. Now, the difference is all these loves, eros, philo, storge, they all have an element of feeling with them and emotion with them. But agape is beyond feeling and emotion. And agape is a choice. Agape is a choice of love beyond whatever the circumstances are. When a couple get married, in their wedding vows, they usually affirm agape love to one another. And that affirmation is, I will be faithful, richer or poorer, sickness or in health, for better or for worse. And that means I am not going to base my love for my partner on my feelings. Not on whether you're well or sick, not on whether you're rich or poor, not on whether you're good or bad. But my love is going to be there in spite of that all. And that is a type of agape love. Wow, that's pretty deep. When God talks about, or when Jesus talked about, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, he's talking about agape love. The word there is actually agape in the New Testament. To love God as a choice with our heart, as a choice with our mind, as a choice with our strength, this, no matter what the circumstances are. That's agape love. That's the type of love that God had for us. When we sinned, God loved us so much that even though we sinned and broke our relationship with him, he sent Jesus to be our Savior. That's agape love. Not based on feeling, but based on a choice. Now, sometimes we think that God, or when people talk about, why did God create people? And some people say, well, he created people because he was lonely. Others say, well, he created people because he wanted something to do. But that neither of those are correct. God created people because the Bible says God is love. God had so much love. He is love. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. The Father and Son love the Holy Spirit. They have so much love that he created us to share that love. And that's agape love. And that's why God created us, to share his love for us. If we fully understood how much God loves us. And I don't fully understand it. But if we could more fully understand how much he loves us, our lives would be so much better. We wouldn't worry about stuff as much. We wouldn't fret about stuff as much. We would know that God has our best interest at heart. He loves us because he is love. And he wants us to just know his love, not based on feeling, but based on the fact that God is love and he loves us. It's a lot of love. And he wants us to love one another the same way. Not based on whether people are good or bad, not based on whether we like them or don't like them, not based on how we feel about it, but based simply on the fact that God tells us to love one another. The children today, their verse that they said right before they sat down is that God is with us, and being with us is love. When I was doing my chaplaincy studies, one of my mentors was a psychiatrist. And he told a story about when he first started out in his business, a lady came to see him, and for 2 years he saw her every week and counseled her. And after 2 years, she was doing so much better, and she didn't need to see him any longer. And a couple of years went by, and she called him up on the telephone, and she said, "I'd like to make an appointment to come and see you again." He said, "Okay." So she came into his office, and she said to him, "The reason I wanted to see you is I just wanted to tell you how much you helped me." Well, the psychiatrist started to think, I must be a pretty good psychiatrist. You know, my education and my training and my counseling skills, I must be pretty good to be able to have helped her that much that 2 years later, she's still thanking me for it. So he asked her a question. He said, "What was it that helped you so much?" He wanted to hear it from her. And her answer was, "You were always there." And it brought him right down to a different level. Had nothing to do with his training or his education or his ability to counsel or his ability as a psychiatrist. It was the fact that he was always there. She said, "You never canceled an appointment." She said, "Whenever I came to see you, you were always in your office waiting for me." And she said, "You were always there." And that's what this lady needed. Now, that is a part of agape love. That in itself was not agape. But that's a part of what agape is all about. Illustrations are only meant to teach one thing. And Jesus said, "I am with you always." That's agape love. He is always with us. That's what the children quoted today. In the Bible, over and over again, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you and watching over you." Over and over again. Those of you that are reading your Bible, watch for those verses where God says, "I am with you and watching over you." And Jesus said before he ascended into heaven, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." A choice. Agape. Agape love is similar to the definition of righteousness. Now, I've shared with you this definition of righteousness, and I've even told you the Hebrew word for righteousness, and I'll help jog your memories. There's this famous singer of the 60s and 70s whose name was Neil Sedaka. Tzedakah is righteousness in Hebrew. And what righteousness means is giving to those in need what they need out of your ability to give it. That's righteousness, and that's a part of agape love. Having nothing to do with emotional feeling, but choice. God so loved agape, the world, that he gave what we needed, his only begotten Son, so that we could have forgiveness. We needed forgiveness, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And we needed eternal life. And God, agape, loved us so much that he sent Jesus because we needed him. He wants us to love one another. Agape. So as Valentine's Day comes and you think about the love between boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wife and friends and family, that's all wonderful. But what goes even higher than those loves is the agape love, the choice of loving someone simply because God said, love them, be there for them. Agape. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us so much. Help us to realize, God, how much you love us, O Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to realize that we can grow closer to you every single day. And because of that, love one another even more. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.